from him who welcomes us into his everlasting arms as his very own children, from him who welcomes us so that we in turn welcome others into his kingdom, from him be all grace and mercy and peace. Amen. Our text for this morning is our gospel lesson, especially this last part of it. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. This is our text. You may or may not know the name Andrew Zimmern. Maybe you do know him. Andrew Zimmern is the guy on the Travel Channel who has that show called Bizarre Foods, where he travels all around the world and eats really weird, ridiculous, sometimes very gross kinds of food. Well, one time Andrew Zimmern was in Namibia among the Kimba people, and he and the people there had a fantastic week together, so much so that at the end of the week, the tribe, the people, invited him to a dinner in his honor, a campfire, where they were sitting around there enjoying, having a great time, and suddenly Zimmern heard something rustling out in the savannah. And you know, in Africa, something's rustling out in the savannah, it may not always be a good thing. Well, on this particular night, it happened to be a newer kind of predator. It was a jeep. One with a photographer was sticking his head out of the top of it with a super long telephoto lens, driving by, click, 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 taking pictures, and then the jeep zoomed off. When that happened, the chieftain of the tribe lowered his eyes and just kind of shook his head. And Andrew Zimmern said to him, "What's the matter? What's wrong?" And he said, "All they do is drive up and take pictures and they leave. Are we doing something so awful that they're not interested in talking to us? Allowing us to offer the hospitality of our fire? To share a meal together with them?" And Zimmern was so touched by that emotion, by that statement, that he actually started crying. Here's this tribal chieftain who wants to welcome people, people who are off in the distance, taking what they need and walking away, not even interested in knocking on the door. That's Jesus. He wants to welcome people. But not just any people. He wants to welcome people who are far off in the distance, taking whatever they need and walking away, not even interested in knocking on the door. More than that, Jesus wants to welcome little children. He wants to welcome those who seem to be the least in the world, the least in the kingdom of God. More than that, he wants to welcome you and me, sinners in need of a Savior. Sinners who have demonstrated the fact that we don't always love him, that we don't always love our neighbor. Jesus wants to welcome sinners like us, who are least in the kingdom. Today's text teaches us that out of Jesus' great love and concern for us, he gets angry, he gets mad when we're turned away. He declares that we are members of his kingdom, and he takes us in his arms and he blesses us. Because of our sin, we were completely unlovable. There was nothing in us at all that should have or could have or would have made Jesus, God the Father, love us in any way, shape, or form. In this world, the devil rebuked us. He turned us away from God. But God had a plan for us. God sent his own child into the world to be rebuked by sinful men, to be mocked and ridiculed, to be put to death on a cross, so that we would be adopted into God's family through the waters of holy baptism and welcomed into God's kingdom by like kings and queens. One of the ways that Jesus keeps on doing that throughout the course of our lives is to our siblings in the faith. Jesus welcomes me through you. And I want to thank you for the great welcome that you were giving me here this weekend. And he welcomes you through me. You and I are siblings. We are sisters and brothers in the faith. This congregation are sisters and brothers. You need each other. And we need the kind of love, the kind of fellowship, the kind of forgiveness that only a sister or brother in the faith can give. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit later this morning as we get together and think about and dream about and be creative about the ways in which God is and will be using St. John to love and serve and welcome other people, to bring more sisters and brothers, not just into this congregation, but into faith in Jesus Christ. In a world that is so rapidly changing, in a world that is so destructive against God's church, in a world where Jesus is far too often a curse word rather than the word that is uttered out of our mouth in love and praise. And so Jesus calls us to welcome our siblings in the faith, and even those who aren't yet siblings, by watching the way that he welcomes little children. And here's how Jesus does it. We see it in three ways in today's gospel lesson. First, Jesus loves little children so very much that he gets angry. He gets mad at the disciples when they're turned away from him, from his kingdom. Second, Jesus says with his own mouth that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, belongs to little children and to those of seemingly no importance at all. And third and finally, Jesus actually takes those little children in his arms, holds them up, wraps his arms around them, lays his hands on them, and blesses them. So verse 6. Doesn't it make you mad? Doesn't it make you angry when the devil or the world gets a hold of people and distracts them away, draws them away, takes them away from Jesus and his love and forgiveness? Every single day it seems like more and more people are taken away from him. And it becomes more and more difficult to reach people for Jesus. Maybe someone in your own family has been taken away. Maybe even one of your own siblings. And it's a righteous kind of anger when it spurs us on action. Instead of being complacent when people are ripped away from the faith, our anger is a catalyst to Christian action. It's a sign of the love that we have for other people. It's the way that Jesus, in his great love, became angry over sin and death and the devil, and it spurred him onto the cross, where he gave his life and won the victory over those evil three: sin, death, and the devil. And so now, Jesus uses you, he uses me, to welcome kids into the kingdom, to welcome siblings who have lost their way. And so as you think about that, this week especially, I'd like for you to think about taking some action on that. Who is it that you are angry that they have been taken away, ripped away from the faith? Now's an opportunity. Write a note. Send a Facebook message. Make a phone call. Rebuke the powers of darkness. Welcome God's children into the family of faith. Be bold about it. Take action. The days are short. Second, Jesus declares that little children are the kingdom of God because little children receive the in childlike faith, they trust that Jesus is their Savior brother, that He has died for them, that He has risen again. I bet that if you walked your way up and down the halls of the school this week, you hear over and over again little children proclaiming and professing their faith in the rooms, in the hallways of this school, without any problem whatsoever, saying that they love Jesus, that He is their Savior, that He's the one who has forgiven them. It's kind of like an old story that's told about a very generous man who had an idea. He took some gold coins and put them on his windowsill, stacked them, and next to that stack of gold coins, he put a little sign that said, "Take one." All day, the people of the town were walking by that windowsill. They saw those gold coins. They saw that sign. And not one person took one coin. They were saying to themselves, "That guy can't fool me." They just didn't have the trust that it was really and truly a gift. Until finally, toward the end of the day, as the sun was about to go down, the man decided to bring the coins in. But just as he was about to do that, a little child walked by. And you can guess what happened. The little child saw the coins, saw the sign, and she took them. Jesus poured all the riches of the kingdom into your life. When water fell on your head and His words spilled into your ears when you were baptized, you received all those riches as a free gift. Many of you, I bet, didn't even know that it was happening. You were an infant. You received them literally as a little child, as a gift of faith. The riches of God's love and forgiveness in your life to this day are overflowing. So be on the lookout for those who will receive those gifts in childlike faith as the gift that they are. Here's another thing to think about this week. Maybe there's somebody you could invite to church or one of your Bible studies. Maybe you can build a relationship that with that one person that you have your eye on that you know doesn't attend church or has fallen away. Somebody that you know quite well, but you need to take it that step further to encourage them, to invite them, to proclaim the faith to them. Extend a hand or a favor. Give a Bible as a gift. You may be surprised at who will receive the gold coin sitting on your windowsill. Finally, Jesus takes those little children into His arms and He blesses them. He gives them the gift of the joy that His love and forgiveness brings. A pastor that I know tells the story from his former parish of a little girl who was in a family that was left in the care of her three older, capable siblings. When she was 11 years old, her mom and dad were going away on a little trip, and as soon as they pulled out of the driveway, she got a sneaky little idea in her mind. And she went back into the house, and when nobody was looking, she took the car keys. Got into the car, turned it on, somehow knew how to back it out of the driveway, and started driving down to the street to her best friend's house. And she actually made it there. She picked up her best friend, and when her best friend got into the car, they decided that they're going to do what any free-thinking 11-year-olds would do. They were going to head to McDonald's. But on the way to McDonald's, in a very surreal moment, she passed her aunt. This girl's mother's sister was very much not out of town. Quickly, the dots were connected, and the aunt realized what she'd just seen, and this girl realized what she had just been seen doing. So she turned the car around and drove straight back home, where she found her three older siblings standing in the driveway, not very happy. She spent the next few days like Cinderella doing all their chores. They told her that she was in big, big trouble. She herself didn't talk to her mom and dad, but they let her know get it when they got home. Well, when her mom got home, she saw her daughter. This is what she said. Honey, did you ever make it to McDonald's? Let's go. So she took her to McDonald's, and they had a little meal together. That's Jesus. He wants to bless people with the joy that his kingdom brings, even in the midst of difficulty and difficult situations. When we welcome others in Jesus' name, we make their hearts smile. We turn our righteous anger into action. Jesus blesses others through us. When we declare the free gift of forgiveness and salvation to those who need it, we make a heart smile. Angels sing. Jesus is pleased. And when we welcome our siblings in the faith, like we do here at church with a handshake or a hug, we make a heart smile. Jesus has welcomed us. He has made us his own. He has made us siblings in the faith. We love because he first loved us. So I want to invite you to join us a little bit later this morning as we gather together and think about and dream about ways that this congregation will welcome little children in Jesus' name. No matter how old or old may be. We want to think about some creative ideas that this church and this school might welcome others in Jesus' name. Bring more siblings into the fold, more family members, so that God has a bigger family, so that his love and forgiveness is proclaimed. And so that St. John continues the incredible ministry that it has had for decades, for over a century, and for many more decades to come. God welcomes us. We welcome others in his name. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds.